Well, you're listening to Keep 106, the radio station broadcasting from Dorchester to central southern Dorset. And it's time now for the Keep 106 radio play. It's called Stronghold of Happiness, written by Davina Symes and performed by members of the New Hardy Players and other drama groups in Dorchester. And first, we're going to hear an original piece of music written by Lucy Allen to introduce the show. Then we'll hear from the narrator, Ollie Hickey.
The story, which is fiction based on fact, is set mainly on the Dorset coast during World War II and 2005. The play centres around Peter and Ella, who, in 2005, have answered an advert in the local paper for couples who were married during World War II to write in with their love stories, and are delighted when their story is chosen to be broadcast as a radio play, which includes the cast asking the older couple questions about life during World War II. During the Q&As, to save confusion, the couple playing the younger Peter and Ella are referred to by their real names, Greg and Susie. Although at its core it is a love story, there is drama, humour, and much social history. So, without further ado, let us join the cast in 2005.
Oh, my goodness! Peter!
What is it, Ella? Sounds like good news.
It's a letter. It's a letter from Tom Hartnell, the drama college at Sandham. The chap, you remember, who put an advert in the local paper asking for couples who were married in World War II to write in with their love story.
So he did, and we almost didn't do it, because we said that every wartime romance has a unique story.
And because of Georgia...
Well, yes. Anyway, my love, what does Tom have to say?
Now, where is it? Ah, yes. He says that because of its romantic, dramatic and historical interest, they would like to use our story for this year's 60th anniversary of the end of World War II.
Fancy that!
I know. He says that if we agree, our story will be adapted into a radio play and broadcast in the autumn.
That's great news. Well, I'm up for it.
Good. I'll give Tom a call when I get back.
Well, only if you're sure. Really sure, I mean.
Of course. Tom says we can go along to rehearsals and maybe get involved. Well, we'll talk later, darling. I'm just off to get the hall ready for tonight's WI meeting. See you later.
Oh, OK. I'll take Barney out for his walk while it's dry.
OK, people. A big rehearsal this evening. Peter and Ella are waiting in the wings. So let's pull out all the stops tonight and make this play a fitting commemoration. Welcome, Peter and Ella. May I introduce the cast of Stronghold of Happiness.
Thank you, Tom. We're delighted to be here, aren't we, Peter?
Well, certainly are. And thank you for choosing our story.
Our pleasure. OK, guys, I'll announce all the scenes first. Then please come in promptly. Cheers. There'll be opportunities for Q&A later. Positions, please. Gamekeeper's Cottage, Downside Alley, December 1938.
Ella, it's such a wonderful surprise to see you, my darling. Is everything all right?
No, it's awful. Father has forbidden me from seeing you. Says that, as a farm worker, you're not good enough for me.
He only wants what's best for you, and I can understand that.
Well, he needs to understand that you are the very best for me. And he's a doctor. I mean, you'd think he'd be more compassionate.
Sorry to interrupt me, dears. Hannah's here. Says she needs a quick word with Ella.
Thanks, Mum. Send her in.
Sorry to barge in. It's just that Ella's father is asking where she is. Thankfully, Mum said you were with me.
You see? He's never going to stop hounding us.
He will. He just needs time. Thanks for coming, Hannah. And please, thank you, Mum.
Well, as the doctor's housekeeper, she quickly realised what he was like. See you outside, Elle.
Thank goodness we have Hannah and her mother as allies. Maybe we can meet at their house or even in their shed. This is Gran's room, really, so not very private.
I don't care where we meet, long as we're together.
That's all that matters, my love. Now, let's go find Hannah.
Gamekeeper's Cottage, December 1938.
Listen to this, Arch. Our Lily says Jack, her eldest, works for the BBC and is involved in making a radio programme about life in the country.
Ah, what do these scriptwriters know about life in the country?
Lily says they do research.
Research my ass. They need to get down here to Downside Alley, Jane. Don't they know what country life was all about?
Oh, I suppose so.
I know so. The London folk ain't got the stamina for country life. Take our Peter, the lad has to walk 11 miles a day as a carter.
Talking of our Peter, I just hope he'll be sensible. He and young Ella have taken to each other in a big way.
She's a pretty young maid, that's for sure. Quite long-headed too.
Oh, you've took to her straight away, I notice.
She'd be interesting. And when she was telling us about Thomas Hardy and some of his quotes, well, his words made sense.
What words struck a chord with you then, Arch?
Oh, let me think now. That's it. He said, everything be nothing and that words be wind. That's real wisdom. Now, don't you go worrying about our Peter. He and the maid will be fine.
Oh, that's what I love about you, Arch. You never worry.
No good to, my dear. There's always an answer. Ah, well, best get on and see to the pigs.
Hannah's Shed, January 1939.
I've got some exciting news. I sent off a form to join the RAF.
You did?
Yes, and took an extra day off work to go to Bristol for an exam of medical.
And never thought to tell me?
Yes, well, but guess what? I passed everything and I'm off to West Drayton soon to get kitted out.
That quick?
I know, and I thought being in the military would make me more acceptable to your father.
But what if he's still against us?
Cross that bridge when we come to it, eh? Oh, Ella, you are the love of my life. Forgive me if I'm moving too fast, but...
I feel just the same.
Oh, thank God. Miss Ella Harvey, will you do me the great honour of becoming my wife?
Yes, yes! Oh, my darling Peter!
Do you promise?
Yes, I promise.
A promise made is a debt unpaid, you know.
Ah, you've read Robert Service too. Well then, I am in your debt forever.
Thank goodness for that. I couldn't bear to live without you now. How about we put a record on, seeing as Hannah kindly left the gramophone and some records for us? This is perfect. Hoagie Carmichael's Georgia on my mind. I think we should call our first daughter Georgia. It's so beautiful. Just like you.
Our first daughter? How many are you planning on having?
As many as you want to give me, my darling.
If Father has his way, there won't be any at all.
We won't let him have his way, will we?
No. But right now we have to play his game, which means I have to go.
Come here, my darling.
Thanks, everyone. That was slicker than last week. OK, question time. And most importantly, Peter and Ella, what did you think?
Fascinating. And many congratulations to the youngsters playing our younger selves. Not easy at your young age.
Oh, not easy at all. How was it for you, Greg?
Kind of weird. Not being disrespectful to you guys, but I've never been in love. And, how do you know, and how does it feel?
You've obviously not met the right girl yet. But when you do, oh, Boy, it'll knock you flat and lift you up, all at the same time.
Your whole life will change because of that one special person. My dear, I thought you were charming. It made me feel quite emotional.
Thank you. When I first read the part, I thought it was not for me, but now, well, I can't wait to see it all unfold.
Yeah, it's kind of awesome.
I guess real love is, as you say, awesome.
Cool. Country life must have been a bit dead, though.
Not really. There were dances every week. In fact, we met at a village dance.
And, oh boy, could Ella dance. And with Hannah as our alibi, we often went to the cinema in Sandham, saw the latest releases.
Oh, yes. I'll never forget when we saw The Wizard of Oz. Everyone gasped when the whole screen burst into colour.
That's right. And during the war, the cinema was filled with courting couples.
Even when there was an air raid on.
Didn't you leave then?
No. A notice came on the screen saying, "There is an air raid in progress. The show will continue. If you wish to leave, please do so quietly."
I always found it an amusing sight to see those men in uniform with two gas masks dangling from their arm. Always carried the ladies' one, you see.
Our treat was to have fish and chips afterwards.
Yes, fortunately they weren't on ration.
So how did you get to town? I mean, were there any buses?
Well, yes, there were buses of sorts. They were called carriers.
Bit of a bumpy ride, though. Full of crates of chicken, with more livestock on the roof. And so noisy with everyone chatting. But it got us to town.
Our village doctor was the only person with a car then. Petrol was on ration and driving lessons were cancelled in the war.
Goodness. My uncle was involved in the Battle of Britain Day. Do you have any special memories of that?
Largely fought over southern England by the RAF. Flying the Hurricanes and Spitfires, they took on the might of the German Air Force. Largely fought over southern England by the RAF. Flying the Hurricanes and Spitfires, they took on the might of the German Air Force.
Oh, such brave men.
And women. The Women's Auxiliary Air Force kept things going on the ground as radio operators and plotters, I believe.
That's right. The Battle of Britain secured one of World War II's most significant victories. And for my memory, well...
Thanks, everyone. We'll have more fascinating social history in next week's episode. Plus, after Ella receives some disturbing local information from Hannah and news of Peter's imminent posting, she realises she must be on her guard.
The New Hardy Players would like to thank Keep 106 for their kind help given in the production and broadcasting of this radio play, and to those who gave generously in support of this production. Not least, we would also like to thank you, our listeners, for tuning in to Stronghold of Happiness. Introductions by Oliver Hickey. The Play Director, played by Tom Archer. Peter Samway Sr., played by Barry White. Ella Samway Sr., played by Chrissy White. Peter Samways Jr., played by Harry Cockerell. Ella Samways Jr., played by Tilda Sampson. Hannah Butt, played by Amelia Chorley. Charles Harrington, played by Jordan Wiseman. Godfrey Harvey, played by Peter Allison. Archie Samways, played by Brian Caddy. Jane Samways, played by Joy Parsons. Sergeant Edward Spencer, played by David Parsons. Alice Samways, played by Sue Lofthouse. Fred Samways, played by Rod Whitmore. Sophie Harrington, played by Eva Stanton. Cedric Smythe, played by Mike Stanton. Mrs. Trent, played by Davina Symes. The Soldier, played by Tom Archer. Mr. Blashenwell, played by Mike Stanton. The play was recorded and produced by Andy Wirth and directed by Davina Symes.
Thanks, Holly. And the next episode of Stronghold of Happiness will be broadcast in the next edition of Keep It Folk right here on Keep 106. Keep It Folk is broadcast every Wednesday at 6 p.m. and repeated every Saturday at 3 p.m. Thanks for joining us and keep listening.